The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Tuesday afternoon. Yeah, it's not exactly sunny and bright, but it's much warmer. And you know what? I'll take this for February 7th. Yeah, I'll take this. Yeah, I will. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Well, Joy and I don't live in Columbus, so this is not our tax dollars. But those of you who live in Columbus, yeah, just another reason to question the authorities that have control of your tax dollars. Most of you know that the superintendent of schools, Talisa Dixon, suddenly, unexpectedly, and without a whole lot of comment, retired. And it was a bizarre thing. It came very quickly. Seemed to come out of the blue, at least to those watching from the outside. And then she said, "I'm quitting. I'm, you know, I've got better things to do. I'm, you know, but anyway, but I'll hang around until the end of the school year." Okay, so she was going to hang around until the end of the academic year. Well, Columbus Schools went ahead and found an interim superintendent on January 1st. So technically, Talisa Dixon is no longer the superintendent of schools. Angela Chapman is the interim superintendent, again, beginning January 1st. Talisa Dixon is remaining on with the district as, quote, an educational administrator. I have no idea what that means. Anyway, according to the Columbus Dispatch, she is staying on as an educational administrator to support and assist with the transition of leadership for the remainder of the current school year. The board's goal is to have a new superintendent for the 2023-2024 school year. District spokesperson Scott Wortman said, Dixon is still an employee of Columbus City Schools and assisting with the leadership transition. Okay, fine. I don't have any problem with that. But what came out today is that even though she is no longer the superintendent of schools, she quickly, unexpectedly resigned, retired, or whatever, and pretty quickly an interim superintendent was named, again on January 1st. But Columbus City Schools is continuing to pay to Lisa Dixon as part of a $25,000 executive coaching agreement. She's receiving executive coaching? Uh-huh. Yeah, well, they had already entered into a contract. Evidently, and I'm assuming this, before she quit, the district required her to participate in executive coaching. 24 sessions with the PACE Institute, quote, which provides training, coaching, and conflict management services. The coaching sessions started in May 2022 and will be completed by April 30th. So evidently they were already under contract. This would seem to mean that maybe her departure from the schools was, well, something that required executive coaching, shall we say. So because the contract had already been signed, even though she's leaving, she's continuing these executive coaching sessions. $25,000 of your taxpayer dollars. And a good portion of the coaching after she was no longer the superintendent of schools. And here's the bizarre thing. $25,000, I suppose in executive coaching, that's not a whole lot of money. But none of them are in person. None of them. She is receiving coaching from Angela Dash, the founder and president of PACE Institute. She has a PhD in conflict analysis and resolution. Phase one and phase three of the coaching sessions are over Zoom. Phase two, quote, may be by video conference or phone. The first session is 90 minutes. Future sessions may be scheduled from anywhere between 45 to 90 minutes. Angela Dash, the coach, has said that the contract that she has with the school district says that she cannot disclose any coaching relationship without Dixon's permission. The whole thing is just, I mean, it's just bizarre. And certainly, Columbus has not received encouraging scores or results for a long, long, long time. And now there's a turnover in leadership from the superintendent. And now we are learning that the previous superintendent, who was still an employee, was literally forced to go through counseling, coaching, and then quit, retired. The coaching continues with your tax dollars, not mine, but your tax dollars. And then, you know, then we have the teacher strike, which, and here's the bottom line. It's the kids who suffer. It's the kids in a sub subpar school district. It's not the teachers. It's not the administrators. It's the kids that suffer. And yet, if anyone even suggests real problems, the answer always is, well, we don't have enough money. Next time around, we're going to get a really, really big tax levy. And if we get just a few more million dollars, wow, we'll be able to turn out great kids with great scores. It never works. Money's not the issue. All right, enough of that. I remember the kids that were kicked out of the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum. Well, I've got an update on that when we return.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Remember the kids from the Catholic school that went to Washington, D.C. to participate in the January 20th March for Life? While they were there, they thought, well, let's see a little bit of the city. Let's go over to the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum. I've been there once. Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. Well, I think the kids thought it was fascinating as well. But they were wearing hats, and it simply said, Rosary Pro-Life. Catholic kids, Catholic school, and it just had a hat that said, Rosary Pro-Life. That was it. Well, they were confronted at first, and then accosted later by at least five different staff members at the National Air and Space Museum, part of the Smithsonian system. And they were told, you've either got to take those hats off or you're going to have to leave. They were told by one staff member that the hats were political statements, quote, that did not promote equality. And since the museum is, quote, a neutral zone, the First Amendment really didn't apply. And they were told, take them off or leave. Well, the students, to their credit, said, we're not going to take them off. And they looked around, and there were people with pride hats and pride masks and other political statements and moral statements. And they said, no, we're not going to take them off. And so ultimately, they were kicked out. They were forced to leave. Well, the kids have secured the assistance of the ACLJ, the American Center for Law and Justice, and they have filed a lawsuit. Good for them. They have filed a lawsuit against the Smithsonian Institution, the National Air and Space Museum. And, hey, I'm not a very good predictor, and I'm not an expert on anything. But I think this is going to be open and close. I think they're going to win. According to the lawsuit, the students, quote, experienced misconduct from at least five different staff, personnel, employees, and a security guard of the National Air and Space Museum. The ACLJ said, quote, the way these students, many of whom were minors, were treated by their federal government, the Smithsonian, and its employees should shock everyone to the core. In their court filing, they said that the treatment of the students, it's not only abhorrent, it's blatantly unconstitutional. So the ACLJ, on behalf of these nine students and three parents, have filed a lawsuit in federal district court in Washington, D.C. Isn't it amazing that they would have to file a lawsuit to simply wear a hat that says Rosary, pro-life? The ACLJ says that the incident evidently was not isolated. They have released this statement. Again, this is from the ACLJ. We have already heard from more individuals who were forced to cover up pro-life T-shirts or be forced to leave another federal museum that same day. The lawsuit accuses the Smithsonian of violating the students' rights under the First Amendment, Fifth Amendment, and the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, normally often referred to as RFRA. Quote, defendants' restriction on plaintiff's speech is content and viewpoint-based and demonstrates a concerted effort to single out, embarrass, intimidate, and exclude hats. None of the plaintiffs' expressive conduct involved verbal or disruptive speech or protest or signs. They were just wearing hats. They weren't marching. They weren't protesting. They didn't have signs. They didn't say anything. They just had on hats. I will do my best to keep an eye on this lawsuit. You know how long it takes to get through the American legal system. I think it's very possible that this will be settled out of court. I don't think the Smithsonian, the National Air and Space Museum, I really don't think they want this to wind through the courts. I don't think they want the publicity. I think it's very clear that these kids were in the right and the Smithsonian was in the wrong. Good for them for standing up for their rights. We'll keep an eye on it. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE. We'll be right back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.